Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are his people, and we say, amen, 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 amen. Come on, Cajal. Amen, 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 amen. Yay, glory, hallelujah. Daddy God, we say thank you, most holy and most high. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, in your the greatness of your goodness, and again, that we come to fully understand, recognize, acknowledge, hold fast to, adhere to, and Daddy God, uplift what the word good truly means in the exhaustion of it as far as heavenly terms and concern is. That it be no longer trivialized or made to be mundane, especially of those who are of this Kahal, but Lord God, that it have an understanding of the exalted meaning in it. For Daddy God, to you glory eternal, as we are always blessed to thank you and praise you in the blessed and precious name of Yeshua, and thank you that Ruach HaKodesh has control and place in this place and over these messages. Amen. Dearly beloved, good morning. How you be? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I plan on enjoying this. May I put this on top of the keyboard if it's all right? Make sure I get permission. Right here at the edge. Thank you very much. Thank you. I was hoping you'd say that. The title of this message is, if we have received, do we therefore cleave? And that being to the Savior. Now, there's going to be a little stretch to where you'll say, well, wow, what does all of that have to mean? What does that mean when we start coming into everything else? But Yahweh will bring it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word cleave, out of the biblical understanding, not cleave as in the our modern-day words, as in, you know, cutting asunder, dividing something. But in biblical terms, cleave means to glue, to adhere, to join, to stick. The name, I'm coming out of the book of Hosea, and Hosea means salvation. And in the book of Hosea, we see sin and salvation, judgment and restoration. The book is set against a backdrop of conventional marriage between Hosea and his wife Gomer. And Gomer means, unfortunately, a wife of whoredom. Even though she was not a prostitute by occupation, she wanted additional sexual and sinful relation. So the Haftorah was to be out of Hosea 11 through Hosea 14. So I'm going to read the first seven verses, and that's going to be out of Hosea chapter 11. So, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. As they called them, so they went forth from them. They sacrificed to the Baals, and burned incense to carved images. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was with them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them. He shall not return to the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refused to repent. And the sword shall slash in his cities, devour his districts, and consume them because of their own counsels. My people are bent on backsliding from me, though they called to the Most High. None at all exalt him. I have this little thing that would be set to the tune of Onward Christian Soldiers, but this little ditty is called Backward Christian Soldiers, and I'll read it. Backward Christian soldiers fleeing from the fight, with the cross of Jesus neatly out of sight. Christ, our rightful master, stands against the foe, but forward into battle we are loathing to go. like a mighty tortoise, moves the church of God, brothers and sisters. We are treading where we've always trod. We are much divided, many bodies we, having many doctrines, not much charity. Crowns and thorns may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus hidden does not remain. Gates of hell should never against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, but think that it will fail. Sit there then, ye people, join our useless throng. Blend with ours your voices in a feeble song. Blessings, ease, and comfort, ask from Christ the King. With our modern thinking, we don't do a thing. Pastor talks has talked about those of us who, in so many ways and so many times, that if we truly have, and I'm not picking on or speaking directly to our Cajal, but yet again, the whole of the world that claims Christ to be their Savior, God, to Yahweh to be their God, and all and Holy Spirit to be the one residing in them. How often is it that we are those who do not necessarily see, understand, or acknowledge those things that definitely should therefore be in each and every one of us? Praise God for the teachings and the learnings, the directives, and the things that come forth from this fellowship that help us to see and understand, so therefore we can acknowledge, and therefore again, hold fast to, cleave to, cling to, and do those things, whatever it takes, even if it's as it was with Jacob, when he wrestled with God until daybreak, and God said, let me go. He said, I ain't letting you go till you bless me, and that's all there is to it. How many of us are willing to hold fast to God till we are a people who are blessed to have a thrown out of socket, something in us taken and crippled and made a little weak as we seek. But boy, praise God, in Christ we shall never be meek. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I tell you right now, dearly beloved, we are a people who are blessed. Yes, there are those, if we look at what the book of Hosea speaks of, it talks about a thing called a marriage, a holy marriage, a union, a joining between one man and one woman. And it was a man who loved God and therefore loved his wife. But therefore, if Hosea is going as the Savior and Gomer as the church or as the people, how often do we come and go, come and go, come and go? I guess somebody stopped me here somewhere along the way. But there's that revolving door thing. That revolving door thing, that there need be an understanding within us that each and every one of us must do those things that help us to therefore cleave and cling. Proverbs 14:14 reads, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. I remember a beloved pastor stood up here one Sabbath, and what came forth from her mouth was, that was the start of her message, and none of us caught the clue. God is good. And all of us sitting there going, Then she said, God is good. And then the Cajal said, all the time. And then she said, yeah, but is he good all the time? In having had heart surgery? Is he good all the time if you've fallen and broken a leg? Is he good all the time if you've contracted COVID? Is he good all the time when you, and she just went on with several things. If God is truly good, we hold fast and cleave no matter what it takes to the one who truly loves us. I'm always in pain. And my back sometimes extremely excruciating. And my knees, but my left knee hasn't hurt to the degree that it has hurt these past few days as it does now. I mean, literally to where I could not walk around my house. I had to kind of drag it as I was going, and it's hurting now. But I know why. Because the enemy wants to do anything that he can. Because as we talked about this morning, the Satan goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he, keyword, may devour. This isn't in the notes. You're getting this one for free, so be good. But seeking whom he may devour, key word may, those of us who surrender, who give over to. In the garden, the enemy, if he sought to take the authority, it would not have been legitimate. But it was made legitimate because those who were in authority surrendered authority. Is that a ooh we or a oh me? Uh-huh. Come on now. The importance of following Jesus in Jesus' steps. People never set their faces decidedly towards heaven and live like pilgrims until we feel that we are in danger of hell. Let us therefore expound and beat out the Ten Commandments and show the length and breadth and depth and height of their requirements. This is the way of the Lord in the Sermon on the Mount. We cannot do better than allow his plan. We may depend on it. People will never come to Jesus. We may depend on it. People may never come to Jesus and live for Jesus unless we really know why we are to come and what our need is. Those whom Holy Spirit draws to Jesus are those whom Holy Spirit has convicted of sin. Without a thorough conviction of sin, we may seem to come to Jesus and follow him for a season, but we will soon fall away and return to the world. Oh, I don't have much time left. Whoa. You sure you guys gave me 15 minutes? Readiness is a sign of commitment, and commitment is an unprepared sacrifice, is merely, you know what? I got to cut some of this out because I've let time get away. Because, boy, I know. I'm sorry. I got to keep most of my voice to myself. Would you please go ahead and cue that up, brother? I'm going to shorten things, but we will. I will go ahead and seek to sum some things up as we go through. Keeper of the Spring is a story that the late Peter Marshall loved to tell. He was an eloquent speaker and for several years served as the chaplain of the U.S. Senate. The story is a tale of a quiet forest dweller who lived high above the Austrian Alps, Austrian village, along the eastern slope of the Alps. The old gentleman had been hired many years earlier by a young town council to clear away the debris from the pools of water up in the mountain crevices that fed the lovely spring flowing through their town. With faithful, silent regularity, he patrolled the hills, removed the leaves and branches, and wiped away the silt that would otherwise have choked and contaminated the fresh flow of water. The village soon became a popular attraction for vacationers. Graceful swans floated along the crystal spring. The mill wheels of various businesses located near the water turned day and night. Farmlands were naturally irrigated, and the view from the restaurants was picturesque beyond description. Years passed. One evening, the town council met for its semi-annual meeting. As they reviewed the budget, one man's eyes caught the salary figure being paid the obscure keeper of the spring. Said the keeper of the purse, "Who is this old man? Why do we keep him on year after year? No one ever sees him. For all we know, the ranger of the hills is doing us no good. He isn't necessary any longer." But by a unanimous vote, they dispensed with the old man's services. By early autumn, the trees began to shed their leaves. Small branches snapped off and fell into the pools, hindering the rushing flow of sparkling water. One afternoon, someone noticed a slight yellowish-brown tint in the spring. A few days later, the water was much darker. Within another week, a slimy film covered sections of the water along the banks, and a foul odor was soon detected. The mill wheels moved more slowly. Some finally ground to a halt. Swans left, as did the tourists. Clammy fingers of disease and sickness reached deeply into the village. Quickly, the embarrassed council called a special meeting. Realizing their gross error in judgment, they rehired the old keeper of the spring, and within a few weeks, the veritable river of life began to clear up. The wheels start to turn, and new life returned to the hamlet in the Alps. I was going to read Psalm 51, but I will hold off. But what I'm saying is this. We have been talking about wells and springs. We're having Mick for service this month. And thinking about those things that shall take place. Each of us daily should be a people who desire to be clean. In other words, by the washing of the water being the word. The living giving the written therefore speaking of the living. That we are cleansed daily so that we are those people whom others can look upon and say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name.